Yay. Okay, here we are, GSAMP, April 2022. We are going into the last of 5 months that I've devoted to really being focused on talking about particles, new frequencies, particles coming to us during this time of great transformation and transmutation that we're experiencing, that's, you know, has different names like ascension or awakening of humanity, or, you know, shifting from 3D to 5D. And I came across a book a couple of years ago that was a beautiful man from where I'm from, Quebec, French Canadian, that channels Saint Germain. And his work is really, he's such a pure soul. And he wrote this book, which is a channeling from Saint Germain. It's called Food of Healing and Cellular Transformation. And this flame in itself is so beautiful. My God, like, we got like so much of the colors that we work with in our programs already, for those that are in the advanced programs, like the violet, the rose, the gold, the, like, so when I first saw that book, I saw that flame, and I was like, oh my God, that's kind of like an artistic representation of the violet flame, which is Saint Germain's responsibility for the next 10,000 years. Just get weird out there information, but yes, there's such a thing as beings get chosen to be the guardians of flames, and it's for very long periods of time in terms of human lives. So I've been going at this since December, and we explored the 9 physical doors through which these 7 particles are coming at us, so that we can learn to activate them and open them more and more, so that we can receive more and more of these particles. Because these particles coming at us are literally helpers of the elevation of the frequency of our consciousness, as well as the complete overhaul and rebuilding of our energy bodies, our subtle bodies, and even our physical body, in terms of the structures of our physical systems, like nervous, lymphatic, blood, all that stuff. Also, all the glands. The glands are experiencing a major shift. We're going to talk a little bit more about that tonight. We talked a little bit about the thymus gland and the call that we talked about, the adamantin particles. But all our glandular system is being called into a higher frequency of functioning, because it's like this whole 3D to 5D shifting is like our body, our physical body, is also going through this shift. And I mentioned it a little bit, but what's so interesting about this ascension process that we're in is that it's not about your body dies and you ascend. This is an ascension process that is literally the 3D, like the physical body doesn't have to die in order for your consciousness to be able to ascend into higher levels, and for these frequencies to actually affect the 3D level. So that seems to be what's most unique about what's happening here. And I hear from, you know, certain books or certain talks, or even from some of my pyramids that explain that to me, that we've been here a couple of times and failed. You know, like, there's like this attempt to spiritualize matter, literally, like to bring the higher frequencies into the lower densities. And civilizations throughout the different, you know, galaxies, universes, whatever, have gotten to this point, and things happen. You know, the 3D density is really strong, fear is really strong. Private interests, invested interests, kind of like take over and potentially destroy the civilization, you know, so on, so on. So like stuff like that has happened a couple of times. So like we're on the cusp of that once more, and it's kind of like, it looks much more promising than other times for a bunch of different reasons, like galactic reasons. I think I've mentioned this before, we're like triple age of Aquarius hitting us, like a 2000 year cycle, a 25,000 year cycle, and like a whatever, like 350,000 year cycle, all converging in this one line of like a triple Aquarius energy. And Aquarius is very much about like entering the higher mind. And you know, that's kind of what ascension is in a certain way, like learning to live from the upper levels of the mind, which are reconnected to the sacred heart, i.e. the body, the soul, the spirit, all unified harmoniously. So woohoo, yes, for all of us being here, it's a really cool time for us to be here. It might not always feel like it, but it is. So we looked at 9 physical doors, which were the belly button, the skin, the mouth, and then the 2 nostrils, the 2 ears, and the 2 eyes. And we looked at right now we're looking at the energy doors. There's 13 in total, of which the 7 usual chakras, which, you know, like we kind of like already know about these centers. And then these other chakras that, it's not that they're new, it's just that you can only really access them once you're going into the upper parts of 3D and then entering 4D and then 5D reality. So we've been kind of like low 3D for thousands and thousands and thousands of years. And now it's just naturally, we're all kind of like going up to upper 3D. You know, like you can tell the difference between people that are lower 3D and upper 3D. The lower 3D are completely like, everything is out there, the world is bad, things are happening to me, like it's all like kind of victim mentality. There's me and there's that outer world. And then upper 3D, you're kind of like, okay, like maybe my thoughts affect my reality, maybe my reaction to this person is actually something internal, like you know you're starting to have that consciousness come into play. And anyone on this call is already there. This is already what we're doing. It's like most of us are like maybe like a couple of toes still in upper 3D, and definitely learning to be more and more anchored into 4D. And 4D is universal consciousness. So it's the ability to be aware that there are many other life forms out there. You're not like stranded on a rock with no God, and you know, like it's the level of universal intelligence. So any of us, that's like when we go into deep meditations, even here, when we start receiving messages, stuff like that, we're definitely, this is that we're doing 4D. Like the 3D would just be like, I'm meditating, I can feel myself breathing and my body's moving up and down as I breathe, and I can feel my skin, or like it's, you know. So as soon as we're like able to tap into more expanded states and kind of like tap into a more global would be a good word too, but not as in the globe, like as in, you know, becoming aware that you are a part of a universe and there are many other life forms there. That's 4D, you know. Our goal is to really get up into 5D, because 5D is the place from which you really start being connected to the heart and soul. Like, it's like the soul level of reality. It is a deeply loving and blissful place to be. And our ability to get there and stay there, that's ascension. Like that's the whole goal, is to kind of like shift up, not only into 4D, which is great. It's better than being stuck in a very, very limited physical perception of reality, but it's not quite enough. You know, like I've already talked about this a little bit. Like a lot of like aliens, like grays, stuff like that, like they're 4D. They're aware that they're in a multiverse. They're aware that there's a bunch of other living forms. You know, they're aware of this, they're aware of that. They strategize. They have super advanced mental capacities. But a lot of them aren't connected to the soul level of things where you recognize the dignity and the soul in every single thing you encounter. Like that completely changes how you interact with things. You know, there's being a being able to connect to universal knowledge, and then there's being a being that not only recognizes its own soul, but recognizes that everything is part of the, you know, majestic soul of source kind of thing. That's where we want to go. And being in 5D, you know, in a nutshell, in the simplest nutshell way to say it, is having permanently relocated in the Sacred Heart space. That's your gravity center. The head is no longer trying to run the show. The head is at the service of the Sacred Heart. That's 5D living. And, you know, our ego's like, fuck that, you know? But your mind, freed from being run by the ego, you know, your mind reconnected to looking at the heart as its source of guidance is the ultimate medicine for your mind. It really is. And the more the mind touches that and receives that, the more it's a willing, very willing participant. You know, so it's like the little battle that, you know, most people have is between, you know, their egoic mental self, which is literally your identity that wants to stay up here. And it's like, no, I'm the one that's deciding what's going on. You know, as opposed to you coming back into your heart and letting your soul be the one deciding what's going on. So it's a relinquishing, you know, it's like it's, we relinquish. We they In French, it's like je mets tes pieds. Like it's just we relinquish this control and this attempt to know better, you know, than God and Source what's best for us, you know. And we kind of like I'm in a 14-day yoga intensive, and there's a lot of ways to talk about the ego. That's wonderful. It's like the ego is this part of you that's out of control, and the way they talk about it is that your ego is like the manager of a hotel that thinks that he's the owner. So he's walking around acting like he's the owner of that hotel and getting all draconian and like, no, I want it like this and I want it like that. And it's like, dude, you're the manager. You know, like your job is to manage the space based on what the owner directs. So it's a really fun metaphor. It's a manager that's gone rogue and thinks he's the owner. So, sorry, I'm getting a little bit sidetracked. So, we worked on the 9 physical doors, and then we started looking into the 13 subtle doors through which these particles come in. 7 of them being the main chakras we're used to, which are part of the etheric body. And then we started tapping into the other ones. We have the clairsentience chakra, which is a chakra that's in the emotional level, like the emotional body, and that chakra is related to being able to feel the effect of what you're bringing into the world. So literally feeling the effect of the thoughts you're having towards others, feeling the effects of the emotional frequencies that you're emitting and how it affects the environment, how it affects others, how it affects the other people that these other people are in contact with. So it's like it's, we're starting to enter multidimensionality, right? So it allows you to feel that, and not only that, eventually it allows you to feel in advance what would happen. by you emitting these thoughts, right? This is the beginning of mastery. This is the beginning of spiritual self-mastery, to be able to truly feel, like feel in your body, what will that create as a frequency in the world if I choose to, you know, do this, think this, stay stuck in this emotion. Like, so that's the first one we looked at, the clairsentience chakra in the emotional body. And then last time we worked on two of the chakras that are in the mental body. There's three, and we're going to be working on the other one tonight. There's a little mosquito. Ah, I got it. It's like a mosquito that's bit me like five times. So the two chakras in the mental body that we worked on last month were the chakra at the base of the neck, which was a very, very powerful call for all of us, I think. Like, that chakra is about really being able to reconnect to your multidimensionality and being able to be in contact with energies, beings, frequencies, etc., that are, you know, from other dimensions, 4D, 5D, 6D, 7D, 8D, keep going all the way to 15. And we also worked on the crown chakra in the mental body, which is like a little bit above the crown chakra in the etheric body. And that one's about bringing you back into harmony with the masculine and feminine polarities. And like, it's got a lot to do with harmonizing dualities and bringing us back into unity. So I'm super glad, because tonight we get to work on the harmony chakra, which is, ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce to you the harmony chakra. All right. It's hard for me to stay serious for a long time. 1 second. And the harmony chakra, what's very, very awesome about this is that it works in conjunction with the clairsentient chakra. You need to have that clairsentience chakra in the emotional body functioning and active for the harmony one to be able to kick into gear. And then it gets interesting, because the harmony one is like really, really upper 3D and going into 4D, and the clairsentience one in the emotional body is what allows you to start being able to go there. I don't know if you remember when I was talking about that chakra there, it's like, he was explaining the plexus purge call was explaining how the particles related to the crystalline motorcycle, the celestial crystalline particles, what they do is they activate your plexus. Remember that plexus purge is like, all of a sudden, anything you're holding that doesn't serve you, any emotions that are kind of like, oh, they just get super amplified, right? So that you see them and release them. And that's the condition to really kicking into gear the clairsentient chakra, which is your ability to feel the effect of what you're going to emit onto others as it comes back to you. So once that one's able to function, because you're listening, because when, you know, the plexus purge effect is kicking into gear, you're kind of like, okay, that's not something I want to hold on to. You know, these are things it's time to forgive. It's time to release this anger. It's time to, you know, whatever's getting amplified to show you, hello, low frequency stuck in you, like, let this go. Like, and you accept to let it go, then that clairsentience chakra can function properly. If you refuse, if you're like, no, fuck it, they don't deserve my forgiveness, that clairsentient chakra, it just okay, you're not ready, and it just shuts back down. Because clearly, if you're not willing to feel, like, if you're not willing to let go of something and you want to hold on to anger, like, how are you going to actually, like, outstretch your field enough to be able to feel the effects of that? If you're in this place where you're like, fuck them, I want them to suffer, the last thing that you should have access to is the ability to feel the effects that's having on them. Like, let's think about this for a second. Like, that's the last thing I would want someone in a vengeance energy to have access to, is the ability to really feel how much he's able to hurt the other person by doing that. Like, so, you know, there's like a built-in intelligence to these frequency levels, right? Like, you know, like you can only access so much if you're willing to embody enough light. I'm not saying that, you know, some people aren't able to cultivate stuff like that and get a little bit dark. I know that exists, but that's another story for another call. Okay. So, clairsentient chakra able to function because you're listening and receiving and recalibrating and deciding how you're going to act and what you're going to do and na-na-na-na-na based on what you're able to feel that as an effect that will come, then the harmony chakras can start kicking into gear. And it's literally, I'm pointing here because this is literally where it is. Like, it's between the heart and the throat in the mental body. For there's three people on this call that already know this chakra and under another name that I gave it, which is the command center. Okay? So it's this place. This is the place from which you can have a massive influence. A massive influence on things around you, relations around you, encounters around you. This chakra calibrates to being able to sense how harmonious interactions will be. So, this is already pretty cool, but what this also means is that the more this chakra develops, all it wants is for there to be harmony. All it wants, like, it's attracted to what's harmonious, which means that more and more your intuition is going to be able to kick into gear and let you know that encounter, that's not harmonious. That's low frequency stuff. That whatever, that party, that gathering, that meeting, that anything that involves like meeting with other people or energies, this chakra's job is, it's almost like it's able to remote view. It's in the mental field, right? It's not about feeling it like the other one that's in the emotional body. This is in the mental body. This is about being able to see with your mind's eye the level of harmony of any situation you're about to go into. You know, as this develops more and more, because you're like becoming more and more 4D and starting to like touch into 5D, you're able to expand the heart frequency, you're able to kind of connect with your soul. This is also the chakra through which your soul can directly let you know, like, you know, this is the potential of that meeting. You know, like this is the potential of what can happen in this meeting. And I keep having this flash of Arrival, the movie, you know, when they're about to all like start bombing the UFOs that are trying to like give them tools to ascend. And she's able to intuitively, she's having this intuitive thing going on for her where she's receiving information, and it's almost like her soul gives her information about what the Chinese leader's wife told him, murmured in his ear that no one else could have ever known. No one else than him knows what she said in his ear. But the woman in the movie receives the information of what she said to her husband and says it to him just as he's about to launch like all out war on the beings that are trying to help them. And that's what stops him in his tracks. And actually makes him go from a completely disharmonious behavior, which would have like lowered the frequency and been horrible, to actually going up, rising up to another level. And it was really cool because the sentence was just, "In war, there are no winners, only widows." It's a beautiful sentence in itself. Like, but that's the potential of this chakra, is more and more is us being connected to our soul and being able to have this direct kind of communication with our soul about what is the goal? What is the ultimate goal of this encounter? You know, instead of the ego, because the ego determines the value of encounters based on what it's going to get out of it, right? It's like, what am I going to get out of it? Am I gonna get money? Am I gonna get fame? Am I gonna get power? Like, what's the outcome? And I'll decide if I'm gonna go. What's the price? And I'll decide if I'm willing to pay. Like, you know, that kind of logic, which is very 3D ego. This is another logic altogether. This is another logic to get. This is kind of like the heart has reasons that reason can't understand. It's a really good example of that. It's got this chakra's like, go there, go do that. You was like, are you insane? That's fucking horrible. I don't want to do that. La, 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 la. And your heart's like, yes. You know, there's something we can bring there. And that's why it's called the influence chakra. Like that's why I call it the command center in the work we do, you know, like with the alchemy stuff. Because once you're connected to this, you literally decide which state you're bringing into a situation. You become able to consciously decide what you're bringing into a meeting of energies. You know, if you can feel that something's going to be pretty dense and potentially very conflictual, and you can feel all that in advance, you can decide what you're bringing in there. And your soul can also tell you, yo, that's no. Don't put yourself in that situation. I'm remembering a private session with one person on this call where it was kind of like, no, you're not going to go there because there isn't really a potential of something harmonious in that situation. So, you know, like you let your soul help you figure this out. But sometimes we're able to see that there could be a harmony. I'm thinking about another person on the call too, like by, you know, visualizing how we want something to go, by visualizing the person's soul lifting up to the occasion, and by deciding who we're going to be in that encounter. Are we going to be a reactive ego, or are we going to be a responsive, heart-centered soul? That changes. That has a big impact on these situations and what can come to be. So this is a really, really interesting center to learn to work with. So what else can I say about this one? Its color is turquoise. It's like very, very vibrant turquoise. And how this one gets activated is through the particles that we're going to be talking about tonight and their interaction with the ones that we talked about last month. So tonight we're talking about the sixth dimensional particles. They are the last of the seven particles that I'll be presenting throughout this 5-month adventure into particles. Okay, the sixth dimensional particles. And these particles are very interesting. They are responsible for, they are literally the driving force of the entire transformation of your physical glandular system, as well as the structure of the subtle bodies. So like that's their main job. They're like this super high frequency level particles that, you know, you can barely feel them from 3D. But once you're kind of more in a universal, less reactive frame of being, and you start having access to the heart space more and more, they're kind of like, you hear them calling. It's almost like they're calling to you, and they kind of like, they come, you know, they come and grab you and trying to lift you up. And once you're in 5D, you are just in a continuous direct contact with them. And they are the most important part of what's going to be helping to completely rebuild our energetic structures. Because like the way our aura, the way our energy bodies are made right now, they were formed to be adapted to the earth frequencies. And right now we're in this huge shift, and we have this huge shift of frequencies are going up, you know, like the freaking Hertz frequency, like all this stuff's going on, like where we're being called to embody and expand our energy field more. We're being called to expand into higher levels of consciousness. All of that requires an upgraded subtle body structure than what we have presently. What we have presently was awesome for earth-based living only, was awesome for 3D-based reality. It's not going to be functional enough for us to expand into much higher fields. One of the effects of these particles in the physical body structure is it is directly affecting the adrenal glands. And this is going to be very interesting. I'm glad I get to talk about this with you, because this is super, super valuable information to understand. As our adrenal glands are shifting and transforming, what these particles are doing is completely changing the types of secretions that these adrenals secrete, I guess. Adrenal and cortisol are two of the main things that adrenals secrete, right? To help you survive, right? So it's kind of like you're walking around, it's all good, all of a sudden, there's a tiger right there. Pfft, adrenaline, cortisol kicks in, and then you can run, you can fight, you can lift a car off of your child, you can it's super energizing, but it also like hyper focuses your consciousness. And it's kind of like the opposite of universal consciousness. It's like one point consciousness, right? And that's what allows you to survive in that moment. Like, so that's not good in terms of us being able to expand our field and be able to access universal intelligence, which is also going to mean seeing a whole bunch of life forms that we've never seen before, you know, in humanoid form. And that, for the fear brain, is very scary. So it's like part of what these six dimensional particles are doing is lowering the ability. This is very weird to understand. Like, they lower the ability of your adrenal glands to secrete cortisol and adrenaline so that you're able to remain more calm in front of situations that would normally scare the living shit out of you. And that is really important, you know, like we might not be willing to admit it, but it's like, if you woke up tomorrow morning and there was like a huge, like, I don't know, 200 meter alien ship that you could see in the atmosphere, like, you know, like floating above your home, most of our fear brains would be totally scared. You know, like the army would be freaked out, like, you know, we'd go into like, so this is super important in order to be able to deal with beings and energies that are very, very different from anything we've ever seen on Earth. We need the fear brain to not kick in as easily. You know, like our fear brains are like trigger happy, the little trigger happy kids with handguns, you know, with the automatic machine guns. Like it's not good. It's not good in terms of expanding into much, much vaster understandings of reality and of how many life forms are out there, and that there's, you know, some that, you know, like want to like test stuff on our bodies or whatever. And like all these things, like we have to be able to remain calm, you know, like stable heartbeat, blood pressure, not like out off the roof, so that we can respond. So this is super interesting. These particles are literally like physically helping us learn to be in a state of response instead of reaction. Being in a state of being able to interact with what's in front of us instead of let the survival brain kick into gear and try to protect us from anything that it doesn't know it wants to protect you from. So And like, let's think about this for a second. You start accessing expanded states of consciousness for your survival brain. That's a danger to your survival. That's dangerous. I don't know that. That's dangerous. You know, like, I don't know if anyone's ever experienced this before, but doing some kind of like spiritual practice that brings you super deep into like a deeper relaxation than you've ever had, and all of a sudden, like the survival system kicks into gear, like, whoa, this is dangerous. So I'm sure we've all had little moments like that, or meeting someone that there's a contact that feels like it could be really healing, and all of a sudden the survival brain's like, ding ding ding, whoa, wait a minute, that's dangerous. So at the physical level, that's what these six dimensional particles are doing. They are lowering the adrenaline cortisol levels so that we actually learn how to interact with things in a way that we can respond with calm, peacefully, calmly. What that means, though, right now for us is that we've been running on adrenaline and cortisol for most of our lives, right? We're walking around with traumas from childhood. We're walking around with a defense structure that's always trying to protect us. We've been running on adrenaline most of our lives. And all of a sudden, it's not kicking into gear as much. And if you don't understand that, all you're aware of is that you're more tired than you used to be. You get overwhelmed way more easily. You're like overly sensitive. Things feel it's just 'cause like you're so we're so addicted and we're so used to like adrenaline kicks in and it's like, all right, let me take care of that. I'm gonna do it. And then we have energy, you know, that's actually like, you know, putting your adrenaline on the ground, and eventually you have a burnout. So one of the effects is feeling more tired and feeling overly like more sensitive than you used to be. So these things can so easily be misinterpreted, you know, as like, oh my God, I used to have my shit together, and now I'm a freaking mess. I'm like crying, and I'm, you know, I'm this and I'm that, and I feel all these energies I didn't used to feel before. Yeah, because you don't have a bunch of adrenaline like keeping you like whoosh, so focused on one thing that you can't sense anything else. And with less adrenaline and cortisol, your mind doesn't interact the same way with things. You know, like your mind, instead of being like, okay, I gotta fix it. I gotta fix it. I gotta do something. I gotta this. I gotta that. It's not getting that dose of adrenaline that's like 80 coffees, one shot in your brain, which allows you to learn to like, let me just, whoa, let me just stay. Let me just, ooh, let me just stay in my chest right now. Let me just feel what my heart has to say about this. That's what responding is. Your ability to respond to things is your ability to let them come to you, enter, and then you calmly decide, all right, what am I going to do with this? So that's what these six dimensional particles are doing. Wow. That's at the physical level, and at the energetic level, they're just, as I was saying, like they're helping to restructure and rebuild our energy field. You know, it's like etheric, emotional, mental, causal, and then different names by different traditions. That system will somewhat change. I've had some teachings talking about, you know, there's going to be nine bodies instead of seven. I've had other teachings that are talking about there's going to be like 999 chakras and stuff like that. And you're just kind of like, okay, whoa, whoa, let's do it. Let's go about this calmly, you know, without too much adrenaline kicking in. So first things first, we're calming down the body so that we're able to intake more and more of these frequencies, more and more of these particles, these waves, they're like light particles. Some of them come and they come through the physical doors. Some of them come to you and they enter through the energetic doors. The seven chakras, the clairsentience chakra in the emotional body, the three chakras in the mental body, the harmony, the base of the neck one, and the upper coronal, about here. So that's four. And the two other ones are, the two other ones are like here and here, there and there. There are two other ones related to the coronal chakra. These are like, kind of like pretty advanced out there. They're part of the Buddhic body and stuff like that. So these will come into play more and more as we're firmly anchored and permanently relocated into 5D consciousness. Because from there, like, this is the cool thing about 5D. You get the 5D, you have access to all the other ones. It's kind of like, it's the doorway. It's the doorway to reconnecting to your multidimensional self. So then you're like able to be aware of all these different layers and parts of you that are all in this multidimensional universe and functioning from different levels of dimensional levels of, you know, being. So that covers the 13 energetic chakras. Now, that's a lot of information. Is there anything else I want to add to that? Too much information as it is. Yeah, the just a little thing. Last month we talked about the Orion particles. The Orion particles and the six dimensional particles are kind of like best friends. You know, like they really work together. You know, it is through their work together that coronal chakra and the mental body gets activated. It is through their work together that the harmony chakra gets activated. 1 second, I just saw something. I need to go. I'm becoming orange because my screen is just turn that off. There we go. Yeah, they work in harmony together. So we're ending this 5-month process by playing around with these two. I'm gonna do the energy process around the six dimensional particles, but, you know, be aware that they're working in tandem with the Orion ones, which are coming in through the base of the neck, top of the head. This is such awesome information to allow to percolate through you, you know? You know, it's like we talk about it, I talk about it cognitively, but then our goal is to feel it in the body, to work with it at a different level. And the more we are coming back to living from the sacred heart space, the home of 5D consciousness, the more all of this can become this harmonious tool that functions together. And that's where I want to go tonight. I want to like really focus on just being in that sacred heart space. You know, we've given the mind candy. It's got a whole bunch of concepts to chew on and notes to read or whatever. Now we're going to go in. Bring it to a glass of water, please. And we'll be right back to do the meditation.